I'm speaking to The Guardian's Chris McGreal, who's just outside Binja Ward. Rebels have been forced back, Chris.
Yes, they have, by 20 or more kilometres, during quite intense fighting today. Now we can hear and see quite a lot of rocket fire. Some of it's incoming, but the rebels right now are what seems to be a furious defence of this rather small town, loose with pretty much everything they've got. We're hearing a lot of rocket fire, artillery fire, and machine gun fire. Whether that's actually managing to force back Gaddafi forces, I don't know, or whether it's just, as in the past, almost an act of desperation, just firing furiously.
How were they driven back so far, so quickly?
Well, I think it's the repeating pattern that we have seen in the past with Gaddafi's forces, which is the rebel advance in the vacuum created by the airstrikes. And then they overextend themselves, not able to defend themselves, and then what happens is that the Gaddafi's forces bring up artillery, they bring up their tanks, they just lay down a line of explosives, of shells, that force the rebels back, and the rebels retreat, usually almost in panic. They're standing their ground a little bit more today, but yesterday afternoon, when the Gaddafi force first started what would be considered a small counter-offensive, they did turn and run at great speed at around sundown.
And you say they're in Binja Ward, and it sounds like they're preparing to defend that town.
Yes, the rebels are still in Binja Ward, but only just, and they are defending it at the moment, heavily. If we go by their previous experience, their problem is that they don't really have the weapons to defend themselves from Gaddafi's much larger artillery and rockets and tanks. Now, what has been happening over previous days is that there is this either a standoff, as happened outside Ashdabia, or advances by the Gaddafi forces until they have been knocked out by the coalition airstrikes. There have been some coalition airstrikes yesterday in this area, but obviously as yet proven to be anywhere near decisive.
And no airstrikes so far today that you're aware of in that area?
No. They never see them, and to be completely honest, given the amount of shell fire that's now taking place, if there were airstrikes, we probably wouldn't know about it.
Okay, well, you're breaking up a little bit there, Chris, so we'll leave it there.